Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it was a touchdown. The catch of the season by a Washington Redskin. One of the catches of the year in the NFL. And it came thanks to Maurice Harris, just elevated from the practice squad. The Cal product joins us now on Grant and Danny. Maurice, take us back to when you found out you were getting elevated from the P squad. Who broke the news to you? When did they do that, and how did they do it?
Coach Gruden, we had a team meeting, and he gave me a happy birthday wish because it was my birthday on Saturday. And he made an announcement in front of the team. He told me, I'm getting brought up this week. I had no idea. I was very excited about that. So that's when I found out Saturday afternoon.
That's before practice, I would guess. So does anything change then between being on the practice squad or being a part of the group? Like, were you getting more reps with the starters all week? Was anything noticeable before the announcement?
There with the starters, throughout the season, just to stay aware and stay into it. So, no, it wasn't really much of a change. Just being on P squad and getting reps with the starters, just so you can, keep your head onto the plays and keep up with the game plan. So it really wasn't much of a difference. But Saturday, once I got brought up during the walkthrough, yes, I was able to get a few more reps.
That's just so cool, man. First of all, happy birthday. Second of all, congratulations. And third of all, have you ever made a catch like that? I mean, that was just absurd. I've been following the Reds since I'm 38 years old. I can't remember a catch better than that. And that's all-time historical stuff. Have you ever made a play like that?
I actually have. I had a few catches like that in high school, and then I had one when I was at Cal in college, my redshirt sophomore year. I think it was like on ESPN Sports Center or something like that. But no, that catch was amazing, man. I practice that stuff, and I'm thankful that I'm able to catch and have hands like that. So I appreciate it for that.
How did you practice that catch? That's not something you can really replicate on a practice field.
Like I said, I had a few of those catches before, like in practice and in times in the past. But it's nothing you really can try to practice. It's just a reaction, really. I just put my head out there and it stuck.
Hey, Mo, how hard is it for people that don't kind of understand? We hear practice squad. We hear guys are up, down, et cetera. How hard is that week to week to prepare as if you're going to be in the game, to stay motivated and to kind of stay on that grind and be ready to get elevated? How difficult is that just mentally?
Yes, it's tough mentally. You have to stay in tune. It's hard just to kind of, fade away and not pay attention. And, you can do that. But if you really want to, stay focused, and when your opportunity comes, and, it's going to come at some point. So that was my mindset, just to stay focused and stay the course and know that, my time will come. Because, sometimes when you're on practice squad, you're not playing and stuff. So it's easy to, slack off. But I just try to stay focused and, stay in the playbook and stay with the plan.
Maurice Harris on Grant and Danny here on 106.7. The Fan, played at Cal with Jared Goff, was on the Redskins last year. I thought you made the most of your opportunities last season. You really played well in the second half of the year when your number was called. And then kind of inexplicably, you were not in the mix for the first half of the year. Go back to the preseason. You were not a lock to make the roster. You had the knee problem. Take us through the training camp, the preseason part of the year, because it looked like for a little while there you fell out of favor. What was going on?
So training camp came around, and I was unfortunate. I had some knee problems and stuff going in the training camp, and I wasn't able to play in a couple of preseason games, and I'm thankful that I got to play in the last one. Because I made a few plays, that helped me maybe stick around. And, I was just thankful that they brought me back on the P squad. And I just knew I had to, keep working hard to get my opportunity. So, it was kind of rough, but, it all worked out.
Next stage of development for you, Maurice. So what do you need to work on? What do you need to get better at? And what's something that you feel like, obviously, besides that incredible play that you just made, something that you do really well right now where you can help the club? And kind of what are you working on?
I have a ton of things to work on, obviously. I'm still young, a young player, and and learning everything. But I'm gonna keep working, you know, a technique, you know, playing hard, playing fast, and mentally being in the game, and you know, knowing all the plays and knowing what I have to do. So I mean, I have a ton of work to do, but like I said, I feel advantage right now. I keep playing hard and keep playing physical and showing effort. That's things that I can control. So I'm gonna keep playing that way.
When you get bumped up, I'm assuming there's not a conversation about what your role is going to be the rest of the season because it's fluid. But what's your expectation now? Obviously, you know, Terrell Pryor didn't get targeted yesterday. Josh Doctson's starting to come on. There's some injuries at that position. Do you feel like you're going to be in the mix and getting some chances in game for the next several weeks?
I'm not sure about that. I don't really know much about what the coaches and everybody has planned and stuff. But I'm gonna just continue to, you know, do whatever I can to help the team. Whatever they ask me to do, I'll do. I'm gonna continue to play hard, and we'll play together as a team.
Hey, we found the catch on YouTube, by the way, that you referenced earlier in the interview here on Grant and Danny. That was the big like leaping catch in front of the goalpost with one hand in the end zone. Is that the one you were referencing?
Yeah, that's it.
That might be a better catch than yesterday. Which one do you think is better?
I don't know. It's tough. They're kind of different catches. The one I had in college was more of a vertical kind of jump in the air catch, and this one yesterday was more of a layout type thing. So I mean, they both were good catches. So I'm not really sure.
I tell you what, I'll take this one that's for the Redskins because it helped the Redskins. With all due respect to your Cal Bears, I don't have a dog in that fight, Maurice.
Oh, okay. I understand that.
Mo, we appreciate you, man. Congratulations. Awesome that you got a chance.
Congrats,
you made the
buddy.
Most of it, and hopefully you get more of them moving forward.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, our pleasure. Maurice Harris here on Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. That 36-yard touchdown, one of the plays of the season for the Skins. Doctson has made a few monster catches. He gives you one now. I'm going to be honest with you. Brian Quick had a great game last week before he got hurt with the concussion symptoms, getting hit up around the head, whatever he was dealing with. I want more Maurice Harris with Josh Doctson, Jamison Crowder, Ryan Grant. That's the four guys. Sorry, Terrell Pryor. I don't know what the Browns offered and why it wasn't accepted, but until something happens with one of those guys, there's just not chances for
you. Yeah, I'm majoring in Doctson and Harris on the outside, Crowder on the inside. Those are my three. Thanks.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We'll get you an update at noon right here.
Guys, it's November. Wyclef Jean sang about it in a song where he was going to leave and then come back in November, many years ago. It's time. It's almost December, which means the year's almost over. You know what that means for you, car shopper? Is it place like Tedbert Ford? That's right, Tedbert Ford, Fairfax, and Chantilly. Now's the time to get yourself an unbelievable deal on those 2017s. They got to go. They've got to go. It's not their time anymore. The 2018s are on the way. They're like, hey, can you guys get out of here, please? We need the parking spots. That means you, yes, you get a great deal on the 2017s. How about this? 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 cash on. Are you ready for these? 2017 versions of Focus, Fusion, Mustang, Taurus, Escape, Flex, Explorer, Expedition, F-150. That's so many cars and trucks and SUVs. Get yourself to Tedbert Ford and get an amazing deal. Plus, you get Tedbert for life. I'll tell you about it in a second. Something cool that they do there. $1,000 on top of what I just told you. Military and veterans rebate to all those who have served or families living with those who have served. You get the benefit of that as well, taking care of the people that take care of us. We just had Veterans Day after all. Go see my guys at Tedbert Ford, and when you do, tell them Danny sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.